ladies and gentlemen, it's the Swamp Swami Podcast, and now here's the star of your show, Swamp Swami. Yay!
Is it hype or hope for this year's New Orleans Saints? It may be hard to believe, but it's been 16 and a half years since Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints captured that one and only Super Bowl title. Yes, February 7, 2010 marked the greatest day in New Orleans Saints history. You might remember that the New Orleans Saints began play as an NFL expansion team in Tulane Stadium against the Los Angeles Rams back on September 17, 1967. Oh, the excitement as the opening kickoff was returned by Saints wide receiver John Gilliam for a touchdown as 80,000 fans roared their approval. And sadly, the Saints lost that game number 1, 27-13, and finished their initial season in the NFL with a 3-11 record. 20 years later, the New Orleans Saints had still yet to post a winning season. Can you believe it? But successful former USFL coach Jim Mora was then hired to lead the team. Coach Mora then turned around this franchise and posted 5 winning seasons over the next 7 years. The Saints finally made the playoffs in 1987. Who Dat Nation was officially born during the mid-1980s. The fans gleefully chanted, "Who Dat say they're gonna beat them Saints," as New Orleans had finally become a regular contender in the NFC. Until they weren't. The 1992 playoffs marked the final postseason appearance for the New Orleans Saints for another 8 years. The surprising New Orleans Saints team in the year 2000 would finish 10-6 and finally won the first playoff game in the history of this long-suffering franchise. But then they sank once again. It was 2006 when new head coach Sean Payton and newly acquired quarterback Drew Brees teamed up to rebuild the Saints into a longtime NFC powerhouse over the next 15 seasons. But Drew Brees retired after the 2020 season. He was recently inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame during his first year of eligibility. And Coach Sean Payton also retired a year later. He opted to go into the television booth with Fox Sports. But then the Denver Broncos waved a lot of money in front of Coach Payton and coaxed him to return to coach the Denver Broncos in 2022. And Sean Payton has turned around that NFL franchise as well. His Broncos have become top playoff contenders in the AFC after only 3 seasons as the team's head coach. Those two legends are no longer part of the NFL franchise down in New Orleans. Saints fans still love their football team, but the playoffs, they seem like a distant memory once again. Successive years of 5-12 in 2024, 6-11 last year make many Saints fans wax nostalgic about the good old days of just 2 decades ago. So is Coach Kellen Moore a miracle worker? Or will he become just another short-term coach? The Saints hired and later fired former defensive coordinator Dennis Allen after 2.5 seasons following the departure of head coach Sean Payton. The 2025 season saw New Orleans hand over the coaching baton to Philadelphia Eagles offensive coordinator Kellen Moore with the top job. Moore was a dynamic quarterback in college with the Boise State Broncos during that team's ascension up the ranks of major college football. Kellen Moore would then play 5 seasons in the NFL before he became the quarterback's coach in Dallas. He would be elevated to the Dallas Cowboys offensive coordinator for 3 seasons. And then he earned a Super Bowl ring when he went over to become the coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles in 2024. Ironically, their Super Bowl victory would come in the Louisiana Superdome in New Orleans. And Kellen Moore became the New Orleans Saints head coach less than 1 week later. Moore's offensive knowledge did not seem to help the Saints' putrid offense last season. New Orleans scored only 18 points a game to finish in 28th place in the NFL. Saints fans, though, saw a glimmer of hope after second-round draft pick Tyler Shuck was inserted into the starting lineup for the second half of the season. The Saints' offense immediately caught fire as New Orleans then won 4 of its last 5 games to finish at 6-11. The underappreciated Saints defense finished in the middle of the NFL pack, number 16 to be exact, and allowed only 22 points a game last year in 2025. So what goes for 2026? Well, some off-season moves have firmed up the Saints offense. The 2026 NFL draft in Pittsburgh saw the New Orleans Saints select. In round number 1, it was Jordan Tyson, a wide receiver from Arizona. Round 2 was Kristen Miller, a defensive tackle from Georgia. Round 3, Oscar Delp, a tight end from Georgia. Round 4, Jeremiah Wright, an offensive guard from Auburn. In round four, a second pick, it was Bryce Lance, a wide receiver from North Dakota State. Then they selected Lorenzo Styles, a defensive back from Ohio State. In round six, LSU's Berrien Brown became another wide receiver and return specialist for the Saints. And round number seven rounded out with defensive back TJ Hall from Iowa. Now, there were three wide receivers out of those eight names I just listed, and another talented tight end was taken, all with the Saints' eight picks in the draft. Fifth-year wide receiver for the Saints, Chris Olave, has grabbed passes for more than 1,000 yards in three of his 4 years with the New Orleans Saints. He and young quarterback Tyler Shuck got their wish, though, in the NFL draft. There are significant new weapons with this impressive trio of wide receiver draft selections, plus a top tight end prospect in Oscar Delp from the University of Georgia. It might be hard to believe, but running back Alvin Kamara is now entering his 10th NFL season. The 2017 Rookie of the Year has been slowed by injuries over his career. Kamara has not played a full regular season since his first campaign back in 2017. The team's all-time leading rusher, though, will be joined in the backfield for this year by newly acquired running back Travis Etienne. He comes to the Saints from the Jacksonville Jaguars. And Etienne, like Alvin Kamara, is exceptional at catching the football out of the backfield. This running back tandem should give NFC South defenses plenty to be concerned about this year. The New Orleans Saints, though, lost longtime offensive standout Taysom Hill to retirement after last year. The versatile former BYU quarterback had played backup quarterback, tight end, and running back for 9 seasons with the Saints. The oft-injured Hill was definitely a fan favorite in the Crescent City. So can the Saints defense do it again in 2026? A quick look at this year's Saints draft pick shows that the defense was not a priority for the team. But consider how ineffective the New Orleans Saints offense was last season. The team's inability to score points kept the Saints defense on the field for longer than the NFL average. And the Saints' 16th rated middle-of-the-road defense might show further improvement this season if the team's offense can just stay on the field longer and give the defense a few more minutes rest. Defensive coordinator Brandon Staley, who was the former head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers, put together an opportunistic and relatively young defensive unit last season for the Saints. The team collected 20 turnovers last year and also ranked number 3 in the entire NFL at shutting down opposing offenses on third down. Former Alabama defensive back Kool-Aid McKinstry, oh yeah, and former Washington defensive end selection Chase Young led a hungry New Orleans Saints defense last year in 2025. Fan favorite and 8-time Pro Bowl selection Cam Jordan was drafted back in 2011, but now age 37, he still remains a force at the other defensive end slot for the New Orleans Saints. A lack of depth, though, might unravel the Saints this season. No injuries happen, especially in the NFL. For as optimistic as things might look for the Saints' first-team units, a lack of quality depth, especially at quarterback, could sink the Saints' chances in 2026. Preseason games generally feature the backup players so that the coaches can determine which of those players deserve a spot on the regular season roster. The Saints' 34-0 loss last weekend to the Los Angeles Rams in the second preseason game showed just how weak this team's backups really are. They were skunked by the reserves from a Rams team which went 12-5 last year. Now, seeing the other team's reserves blank the Saints' backups does raise a lot of flags about the upcoming season. And speaking of backups, New Orleans is also attempting to transform another top first-round draft selection into a future weapon at quarterback. Former New York Jets quarterback Zach Wilson, who was the number 3 overall pick in 2021 coming out of BYU, threw more interceptions, 25, than he did touchdowns, 23, in his 3 years with the New York Jets. So Wilson was then shipped to Denver in 2024 and moved again last year to become a reserve quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. Will head coach Kellen Moore, who's a former NFL quarterback himself, be able to restore the confidence of Zach Wilson and turn him into a productive offensive weapon for the Saints this year? We're going to find out. And now, drum roll, please. It's prediction time. Let's look at the Saints' schedule. The first 7 games in 2026 are going to tell us a lot about this year's team. New Orleans opens with 2 rather tough road games, at the Detroit Lions and then at the Baltimore Ravens. They're likely to be 0-2 after that, but the next 5 games are all winnable. They're home for Las Vegas, home for Atlanta, and home for Minnesota. Then they take to the road to play the New York Giants. That's a winnable game. And then we have a kind of home game in Paris, France, against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So if the Saints should be 5-2 or even 4-3 heading into the second half of the season, they have a realistic chance of going 9-8 this year. With 9-8, that might be good enough to win a very balanced but rather weak NFC South. But my prediction for the Saints, they'll finish at 8-9 this year. Anything better than that, though, is going to have all of us Saints fans, me included, downright giddy about the future of this football team. It's time to put away those paper bags, Saints fans. It's Who Dat time all over again. I'm Swamp Swami.